hearing is a conditional use number 2351, Jose Velasquez.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in India River 100, Sussex County, containing 12.06 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30, approximately 1.1 mile north of Zor Road, which is Sussex County Route 48. The 911 address is 22901 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 15, Parcel 1.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the deed for the property and a preliminary site plan sketch. And we've also received one letter in opposition. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, we'll come forward and you can. Give us your name, you may have the floor.
My name is Paul.
Right, press the button in the center there.
No, on the microphone.
There you go.
Paul Nordoff. 104 Quaker Road, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Okay.
I'm work with Mr. Velasquez. He's here to seeking a conditional use permit for a property he bought. When did you buy the property? In 2 years ago.
Okay.
In the aspect that he was going to run a landscaping business. That was his business at the time. So it's come to our attention that they cannot happen, so we're here today seeking a conditional use permit so Mr. Velasquez can operate his business on his parcel of land.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about the use and also some of the neighboring properties, what's around there on the road, whether it'll adversely affect any of those properties, et cetera?
The initial use of the property is going to be for landscaping. We plan to store mulch, crush and run, topsoil, no chemicals or any environmental hazard material. As far as the nature of the surrounding area, there are other businesses on Gravel Hill Road, one starting with a landscaping type of business right at the entrance of Gravel Hill Road and intersects with Route 9. And all up and down Route 9, there are other businesses there with conditional use and or commercial properties.
Okay, thanks, Ed. That's all I have at this point. So,
okay. Mr. Chairman. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about the operation? Are there what hours of operation you anticipate, what kind of traffic? I see that the site is heavily wooded. Do you intend to remove any trees?
That's not an accurate picture, I don't think. I was out there today. They've got a lot of stuff already stored.
You can see in the eagle view, it looks like.
Yeah,
I was going to say, when you
are you planning on doing retail sales there?
No retail sales.
So to crush or run, you're storing?
Crush and run, mulch, topsoil.
To load up and then take it out on the job site?
Yes. Yeah, we have four wagons, trailers. We have now four commercial trucks we use to tow the wagons. Three trucks. We're looking to get a fourth one. We have a total of, six employees?
Yes.
Six employees. We have designated parking for the employees as well. We did have a site evaluation done a while back. I don't know if it's pertaining to this from Denrec. DelDOT did a site evaluation of traffic as far as how many cars go by. We plan only to use for loading and unloading in the morning, hours of operation between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Would be sufficient time. We usually wrap up by 5 in the evening.
So you mentioned So let me ask you a question. On the site plan that you submitted, you have 1.5 acres noted on this site plan. What does that mean? That's the only area that's going to be disturbed out of the 12?
I don't have the site plan in front of me. What do you have?
Can you put that up, Mr.
So what we had was, this is a drawing what we have. It's more than 1.5 acres. I think, so we're looking at about 2 acres we're planning on using.
The information in our packet has 1.5 acres noted, so I wasn't quite sure what that meant. So you're saying 2 acres and that's all that's going to be disturbed out of the 12?
Yep. That we plan to use for the business part of it.
And then were you planning to do any kind of bins or containers, some kind
of... Yes, we were, yep.
Where's the stuff is kind of strung out there if you're going to do crush and run and...
Yeah, where was the other drawing? Where do I have that? What we have is... We were trying to get Mirrorstone Engineering to draw us up a plan, but unfortunately that didn't come to pass. And what we have here is on our site plan, we have where we're going for bins for the topsoil, the crush and run, and mulch. Also, we designated where our parking for our trucks would be.
Do we have that?
And also where.
Is that plan in the record at this point?
Well, it is if they have it, but it might not have been in our packet.
I don't think this one got filed into the record in time. There it is, right there, yep.
Was that it?
That's because what we have is a hand-drawn one that's a lot different.
Yep, the one I have...
It is pretty much hand-drawn as well, too.
Yep. The one I have, Mr. Chairman, in the file is the same one that's on the screen.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it should be in our file here.
But it's not.
Yep.
I didn't either.
The one we have, Mr. Whitehouse.
And I know that, and I'm just trying to ascertain my concern was that why I asked about the trees was I know that part of it's cleared already and that then they seem to be using it, but I wanted to make sure they weren't talking about taking any more trees down.
All right.
So is that, I'll ask that question in the form of a question. Do you plan to remove any trees?
No more tree removal at this time, no.
All right.
The material that you have on the ground, are you planning on grinding that material up? Is there going to be a grinding operation?
Not at this time. We don't plan on grinding any material.
Okay.
Trying to find that plan.
It sounds like... Bear with me a second. I just want to say something.
If you look in the land use application docket.
Well, but the issue is we are. There's two different ways to find documents in the land use application document or docket. It appears in one of them, but not all of them appear in the other. If you go for the agenda view, it doesn't show up, it doesn't look like.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, as it shows up in the one that's based on the calendar view. I don't know why that would be.
It would depend on the date it was submitted. If it was submitted on or around the day we were building the agenda. Do you know what day you submitted it, sir, or is it?
This is all we submitted. Is what we have here.
It was uploaded on the 10th onto the docket. They need the link.
If I could just, the applicant got it Monday, and I uploaded it into on days.
The issue is if you go in through the agenda and you click on the agenda items and it gives you the items on the right side, the supporting documents, it doesn't appear, and it doesn't look like all of them appear on that. If you go in through the calendar version of the land use application docket, where it has, the document type, additional information, agenda, attachment name, and you can, click on comments or documents, it shows up plus others there. My issue is that we need to have both ways of finding documents show all the documents. you know. So if you're going through that, and this, sir, this doesn't apply to you, this is an internal thing. If we're looking at the agenda and we're clicking on an agenda item, we need to be able to find all of the documents there as well as through, you know, through that page. That's all. It's a new system, so we're, you know,
we're all still getting used to it. This isn't your issue. It's ours. It's ours. So we get it.
Okay, so now I see we haven't been strong on that. Okay. That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Mears, any questions?
Any intent on bringing materials back from your job sites, such as waste?
There will be material brought back, and we will dispose of it. You know,
and
like at the end of the day, we can't, like, when we're leaving a job site, we will be returning with material, just like tree branches, sod that we've taken up because to put the topsoil and mulch down.
And what would you do with that once you returned?
Yeah, it'd be taken to a landfill.
It'd just be in the vehicles. It wouldn't be dumped.
Yeah,
there is a lot of stuff. And you do realize if your application is approved, it'll contain a condition that has no burning of any.
Absolutely, okay. No burning. Yep.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Collins, any questions?
So I think there's some adjoining residential development, and I'm just curious, you know, how are you ensuring that you're, you know, good neighbors? I think that there may be a public comment on record that expresses concern about the operations of the business as is. And so I think as we look to, you know, potentially approve this in the future, what assurances do we have that you'll operate within the hours that are specified and there won't be dumping on site, which might have been referenced?
Other than our word, we intend to uphold what we're saying here today as far as the 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. We don't intend to cause any type of landfill or trash disposal or burning of any types of, you know, in this business, you have a lot of plastic bags, you have a lot of paper bags. We plan on disposing them properly at a landfill. And any concerns that are brought forth to us from any neighbors, we would address them accordingly to their concerns and, you know, whatever. We intend on running, you know, intend to be good neighbors as we, you know, that's our intent.
No other questions for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
May I ask one more?
Sure.
Mr. Chairman. What's going on there is a little not friendly to your neighbors. Do you intend to run this operation a little bit more professionally, clean it up?
We have done a little bit more cleanup as to what we're looking at there. It is a little bit more organized. And going forward, as we say, if we are approved as conditional use, we will have designated areas for parking for the trucks or the vehicles we use for work. There will be parking for the employees. What you see there is quite a...
It's scattered.
Yeah, scattered stuff. And it will not look like that.
Thank you.
We intend on setting it up as a functional business, operational business.
Yeah, there's a lot of material out there now.
Landscaping.
It's a mess. Yeah. And did you say you have how many vehicles coming in and out of there? Because that's a bad curve.
Just their employees will be arriving in the morning, 4 to maybe 8 at any given time. During if we get busy, there may be 8 employees' cars showing up. And right now we have 3 commercial trucks
with trailers.
Looking to get a 4th with trailers that would be leaving.
Okay.
We don't go in and out of there a lot during the day. Once we leave,
you're right.
We're pretty much gone for the day.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? How about the trucks that you have? Are you servicing them on site? Will there be any waste oil or any other
We do do on-site service, but we do contain what we collected will be disposed of at a site where you disposable, like the landfill site on Route 5 there in Harbison. We take all there to get rid of it. You know, we do. Mechanic. And any major work, we take it to a mechanic off-site, okay, not to be done there.
All right. How about any noise-producing equipment? Okay. You asked a question about chipping. I forgot what you said.
There will be no chipping operation.
Or grinding, none of that?
No grinding, no. But what we do have is a front-end loader that we would use for scooping up the mulch, crush and run topsoil to load onto the trailer. So there will be light machinery, operating. Yeah.
I would imagine that at some point someone may have mentioned to you that there, for a conditional use application, we have the ability to place conditions and stipulations on that. One stipulation that we could place on there would be that you would have to fence the operation so that it with a solid fence so that it's not seen by your neighbors and so on.
And that's quite understandable that okay. We could do that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The discussion of loading the mulch makes another question come to my mind. Does that mean vehicles coming off and on all day to get mulch?
No, like I say, once we load the trailers up in the morning, they're pretty much set for that day's work.
Okay.
When they leave, they're not coming back till the end of the day.
Okay, thank you.
How about bulk delivery of materials? How does that come to you?
The bulk delivery, we would.
Like when you get, I mean, you have to buy the mulch from somebody. You're buying it wholesale.
Georgetown, who's step up here? Who is it? With dump trucks.
Yeah.
Small dump trucks would be delivering to our site.
Okay. Any tractor trailer deliveries?
No tractor and trailers, no.
No.
Okay. All right. How about transporting of equipment? Do you trailer your equipment back and forth? Do your trucks have trailers that you load equipment on? Or?
We do. At this time, we do most of our work is done by hand. We don't really have a lot of machinery operation going on. Going forward, we may have like little skid loaders or something that we would transport, but at this time we do everything by hand.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Any other questions? Okay. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2351, Jose Velasquez? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2351? Okay. Anyone on the commission have any further questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.